right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Texas is that same number. Sandy Williams is in. And, you know, Sandy, time is flying, man. I mean, I can't believe we've almost been here two hours already. And we've had some great dialogue and conversations, as always. But the last couple minutes of it was...
Whoa.
Yeah. You know, they always say a couple things you should never talk about. I remember as a young...
Well, of course, the two things you're not supposed to talk about are politics, which we do talk about all the time, and religion. So
I know.
Now we've covered the bases.
Yeah. But I want to get back to, again, where are Republicans going, Sandy? I mean, they are at a place... Where whatever it was that
is this a
were,
heaven or hell question? I can maybe answer that one.
Well, I don't think so. Well, some of us think that that's on this earth, either one of those places.
Yeah, right,
you know?
Right, yeah.
But we don't want to get into that.
No.
But what I'm saying is that this group of Republicans and conservatives, well, conservative and Republican, are they interchangeable? Are they one and the same? I mean, because, you know, conservatives constantly say, well, I'm a Republican, but I'm a conservative Republican, as if somehow that's a caveat that I'm different than the other Republicans. What are they trying to tell me? Do they know?
I don't know. I think that both parties, but mainly the Republican Party, it seems more clear to, in my mind, are just intent on having Republicans holding office and controlling state houses and the federal government. And so the party wants control, but it's not clear to me why they want to have control. There obviously are these social issues. But let's say that they accomplish their objective and they get all these social issues defined the way they want them defined, which will be an abhorrent outcome, I think. But let's say they do. Then what do they want? You know, what's the work that they want government, the actual work they want government to do, other than mandating morals? What is the work that they want government to accomplish, and what are the objectives of it? And is their objective to make the country better for all of its inhabitants? Is it designed to make us a place of best practices for governing? Are we going to have social safety nets, or is it designed to be the lowest tax place in the world that has? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what their platform is. The only thing that seems to draw them all together are these social issues. And if you took that away from the Republican Party and said, okay, we're going to take away this unifying force, this abortion issue, this guns issue,
law enforcement,
and law enforcement. Let's say you take those three issues away. What are you? What is that party? And I don't know.
You know, Sandy.
Is it the party of fiscal responsibility? Because apparently not, in terms of their conduct.
You know, the more I watch it, the more I turn away from it. But I know there's inherent danger, and at the same time, on the other side of it, you know, you and I a long time ago, you talked about in Canada and other places how many different parties they've got. And that seems to work fine.
Yeah.
Right? There seems to be balance in those nations. And that can never happen in our country.
Well, not easily. The Electoral College actually has a potential to be the source of a parliamentary style government. It would be at every 4-year elections, you'd have to put together a coalition to get yourself a majority of Electoral College votes. It would put a lot of power in the persons of the Electoral College appointees of each state.
Yeah, but Democrats want to do away with the Electoral College.
I understand that, but I'm saying that in order to have multiple parties, you end up having to have coalition governments. And under the current Constitution, presidents are elected and ultimately by the Electoral College.
Right.
Now, if the Electoral College can't do it because they can't get a majority after a couple of votes, then it does go to the House of Representatives. So at that point, you would have a parliamentary system because the House of Representatives would have to choose the president, which would primarily be based on coalition. So you could even have the Electoral College, have it stymied, have it go to the House and end up with a multiple party system with coalitions, because the reason multiple party systems work in those other countries is because they have a parliamentary system.
So, Sandy, help educate me and others on why we can elect everyone else and our vote matters. But when it comes to the president and presidency, is it that our country doesn't trust the electorate to do that?
Well, I think it's a vestige of its, you know, the parliamentary system was in its birthing period at the time of our Constitution, and we were still forging a government at the time that Locke and others were having their political debates. But I think the use of the Electoral College was coming out of the same impetus as having the U.S. Senate. So it was to avoid having the president selected absolutely on a headcount basis, because the Electoral College headcount is diluted by the Senate, the U.S. Senate. So, you know, states with very low headcounts have three Electoral College votes. And back in those days, the strength of the Senate was even greater in terms of the headcounts in the Electoral College. Back in the days when the country was smaller and the populations were lower, it was a stronger Senate. So
the changes that we need, Sandy, to make this happen may never happen in this country.
Well, will the changes happen? You know, the changes to get away from an electoral college is a constitutional change, and as well the multi-party thing. I mean, the multi-party thing is I think in my mind an important thing to move towards, even in the current situation, because I think it'll cause different election processes. It'll cause a different problem at the time of the electoral college vote, but. You know, I think it will happen, because I think the disaffection from the parties is happening. The fracture in the Democratic Party between progressives and others is probably getting a little deeper, and maybe not. But the Republican fracture is, I think, on the way. I think we will rather quickly in this country move towards a centrist party and a right party and a left party.
So our country is not going to be able to withstand what we are dealing with right now for very long, is it?
Well, we're certainly headed socially and geopolitically. You know, the socioeconomics of this country are in a trend towards failure. We are in a downward spiral in terms of something that's sustainable. And so if we don't change that spiral, we don't change the direction of the accretion of wealth to a smaller and smaller number, if we don't change the rate at which Americans can share in prosperity, actual prosperity, you know, right now we have a record low number of unemployment. This just yesterday it was announced.
54 years.
Yeah, 54 years. I think we had 1.5 million people only claiming unemployment in the country. So that's a record low number. But how many of those people believe that they're sharing in prosperity? And that's the problem in our country. You know, we can look at indices and say, oh, we're very prosperous. But then we look at the social effect, the perceived prosperity of major portions of this economy, and ask how many people believe they're participating in it. And I think it's quite low.
You know, Sandy, and at some point in time, and maybe you and I won't see it, but this country's going to be torn asunder by what it is we are talking about. The very people who are being left out. It happens all over the world. America's not going to be immune to that. At some point in time, people are going to have enough of that.
America is not immune. That's one of the things we need to learn, is that the rules of nature and the general rules of human nature and the rules of politics, no country and no people are immune to it. And so, you know, we're running headlong into serious issues if we don't stand up and fix it.
All right, we've got to go. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.